This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 19 performances, everything from Sunset Boulevard and Spring Awakening to cabarets and dramatic readings, will be staged across Rutland County over the next 5 weeks. It's part of the first ever Otter Creek Festival of the Arts. And VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Director Natalie Villamonte-Zito works through a musical number in The Trial of Mrs. Surratt, which opens Thursday at Merchants Hall in downtown Rutland.
The main character, the title character, it's called The Trial of Mrs. Surratt. She was the first woman to ever be executed by the U.S. government, and she was thought to have been a conspirator with John Wilkes Booth.
Historians examining Abraham Lincoln's murder have raised questions as to Surratt's guilt, which Villamonte-Zito says this drama explores. She says it's especially exciting because the play, written by Lainey Robertson, has never been performed before. Robertson is perhaps best known for writing Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a musical about Billie Holiday that earned raves on Broadway. Villamonte-Zito, who heads the Wandering Theater Company in New York City, says she recently became friends with Robertson.
He said, "Look, I have this play. It's never been produced before, but I think it's from what I see that your style and your aesthetic would really, really blend well with this. Have a read, no pressure, see what you think." And I loved it.
The Trial of Mrs. Surratt is one of many offerings in the first-ever Otter Creek Festival of the Arts. The event is the brainchild of 26-year-old Rutland native Jacob Attorti, a composer, conductor, producer, and director who splits his time between Rutland and New York City.
I've invited every friend of mine to come here and create with us, and I think 80% of them have said, "I'll be there, when can I arrive?" And we now have over 230-some-odd people working on this six-week arts festival. And it's actually a dream come true.
Battorti says he wanted to celebrate what he calls Rutland's Renaissance and felt the arts would be the perfect way to do that. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.